Thanks for listening to Snacks for Thought. For those of you who don't know, Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. We are available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. So wherever you choose to listen, make sure you subscribe and leave a review. You could also follow us on Instagram. Our handle is snacks4thought. Now, let's get into today's episode entitled, Do You Have What It Takes to Endure? In Judges 20, 18 through 28, the Israelites are in a very interesting situation. They are going to war with one of their own tribes. When you get a chance, I suggest that you read Judges 19 and 20. You see, in chapter 20, before the Israelites went to war, they sought the Lord and asked him, who should go to battle first? Which one of our tribes should fight first? The Lord responded and said, Judah. The Israelites did as the Lord said and lost the battle. They lost 22,000 soldiers that day. So what they did after that is they went and they sought the Lord again. It says in verse 23 that they wept in the presence of the Lord until evening. Then they asked God if they should even be fighting. But God told them, yes, go and fight. And in obedience to what God said, the Israelites went to fight the next day. This time, they lost 18,000 soldiers. After reading this, some questions came to mind. Will you still obey God if the outcome is not what you expected? You see, the Israelites asked God if they should fight and he responded yes. They obeyed and still lost the battle. I guarantee you that the Israelites knew they were going to win this battle. The Lord was on their side, so I can imagine their confusion when they had to retreat after losing so many lives. Question 2. Will you still obey God even if you face some casualties along the way? Israel lost 40,000 people and they were being obedient to God. Your obedience to the will of God will cost you some things. You may experience some casualties along the way. You may lose a job, lose a relationship, some finances. But the question is, will you still obey what God asks you to do? Question 3. What do you do when you are disappointed by God? It's easy for us to get offended or upset when expectations aren't met how we thought they would be. The Israelites expected to come out victorious, but they didn't. Verse 22 says that the Israelites encouraged each other and wept in the presence of the Lord. They brought their mourning, pain, confusion, anger, all their feelings to God. The Israelites had every reason to be upset with God. But instead of running from him, they ran to him and then encouraged each other. We have a tendency to turn our back on God when we become offended. I know I've said this before, but it is worth saying it again. God is not afraid of our emotions. It doesn't catch him by surprise. He's not like us. He's not afraid of confrontation. When you feel offended at God, the best person to talk to about it is God. And then a trusted friend or mentor who can encourage you and pray with you. After the second defeat and loss of 18,000, the Israelites went back and wept in the presence of the Lord. But this time they burnt sacrifices and fasted as an act of repentance. Perhaps they came to the realization that their sin could be hindering their victory. Perhaps God was humbling them. You see, throughout the book of Judges, there was a common theme. Israel forgot the Lord and did what was right in their own eyes. The Israelites often sought the Lord out of convenience. It was normally when they were oppressed. That's when they conveniently remembered God. You see, God knew what it would take to bring them to a place of repentance so he can forgive them. Let me ask you, what will it take for you to repent of your sins? There are many lessons we can learn from this passage, but I want to leave you with 3. Number 1, the will of God doesn't guarantee us a stress-free life. The will of God is more concerned about our holiness than our happiness. God cares about our hearts, the salvation of our souls. Number 2, God knows how to get our attention. He knows what will humble us and bring us to a place of repentance. It's always better to humble yourself before the Lord and seek repentance for your sins. Number 3, when you get offended at God, run toward Him, not from Him. He sees, He knows, and He cares about you. Everything He does is with you in mind. He is the lover of your soul. So when you get upset with God, don't run away, run towards. And I know He will meet you there. After repenting of their sins, the Israelites asked God if they should fight again. And God said yes, and they were victorious. The Israelites were victorious because they endured the process. They didn't allow their current situation to keep them from seeking and obeying God's will. Let me ask you, do you have what it takes to endure?